Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Brian Regan!
All right. Thank you.
Me weep. That's very, very kind. Thank you. I don't know if you know, but we are recording a live CD tonight. I didn't even know. I just walked in the back. They told me. I'm like, okay. No, since we're doing a CD, I thought I'd try to do something just to get things started. I've been working on this. I haven't been able to perfect it, but I'll give it a shot. I want to start the CD by doing a double backflip and landing on my pinky and balancing myself. I don't know if I'm going to be able to. Here we go. Ready? Okay, all right. Woo! Thank you, folks. I actually hurt myself doing that version. That's what kind of shape I'm in. I don't know about you, but I'm getting to that age where my body's starting to crumble. I'm not making this up, but, like, if something breaks on me, it just kind of stays that way, you know? Oh, my hip hurts. I guess forever. Bang my knee. Guess I'll get used to that pain. How you doing, Brian? Not so good anymore. Hurting all the time now. I wake up in the morning. Oh, that's right. I hurt. I forgot for a 15th of a second. Nobody seems to care. I told my doctor, my hip hurts. He's like, yeah. Just making small talk, I guess. Oh, well, thanks for coming in today. You're welcome. Hobble out. Thanks for coming in an hour and a half late. Was there a purpose to this visit? Apparently, the sign of a good doctor is not being able to get an appointment with a guy. Oh, he's a great doctor. You can't even get in to see him. He's an amazing doctor. Some people wait 6 months to see him. Yes, but I'm bleeding profusely today. Do you know any so-so doctors? With bandages and such? Who can deal with blood spurting outwardly from vital organs on the day that is this? And how's he good for me? Explain that. But when your body starts crumbling, it's cool to be married, you know, because your spouse knows everything about you. They just roll with it. I don't know how you would incorporate the weird physical stuff into a dating rap. How would you slip that stuff in? I'm glad I don't even have to try, you know? Hey, how you doing? I was wondering if you might want to go out on a picnic this afternoon. There's a park on the outside of town. It's beautiful out there. If you don't mind, we could stop at my pharmacy and pick up some pills, because apparently I urinate too frequently. And if we have a little time on the way back, maybe we could stop and get a couple of moles frozen off my calf. I don't know. Everything's going away. I don't hear very well anymore. If but that's my own fault. I had firecrackers blow off in my ear on 4th of July a couple years ago. Pretty stupid. Not in my ear. Wasn't. Just realized what that sounded like. Okay.
Hey, light it. See what happens. You never know till you try. Come on. Let's see what happens.
It wasn't quite that stupid. It was pretty close to that stupid. I don't know why I'm defending.
I'm not that dumb. It blew up here, not in there. Can you imagine firecracker blowing off in your ear? No, this is like an inch away from my ear.
What the hell? Anyway, I was going to throw a firecracker. True story. I looked at it, and I was like, well, that's silly to just throw one at a time. They bundle them all together, get the whole thing moving. Good lesson for the kids. Watch what daddy's attempting. I told my friend, I said, you light them, and when they're lit, yell, now, and I'll throw them. So I was like this, and I hear, okay. I didn't hear now, and I didn't hear anything for about 6 months. Except the phone ringing every now and then. Somebody gonna get that? Somebody gonna get that? Why does daddy say that all the time now? Somebody gonna get that? Is somebody gonna get that? I can't hear anything. If I'm watching a movie with my wife, I'm like that guy in that commercial.
What did he say?
So my wife said I should get my hearing checked. So we went to a place to do that. They put me in a booth with headphones on. There's a glass partition. My wife and the hearing technician are on the other side of the glass. The guy through the headphones says,
you're going to hear words electronically through the headphones. When you hear a word, let us know what word that is, and that's how we can check your hearing. Ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's the first word.
I didn't hear anything.
We didn't start yet. All right, here we go. Here's the first word. Ready? Chamastrutman.
What do you want from me?
What word was that?
Was it Chuzumahazamah? No, I'm going to say Chumahazamah. No, put me down for Chumahazamah.
No. What word did that sound like?
It didn't sound like a word.
No. Come on. I'm going to play it again. You gotta tell me what word it most closely sounds like, right? Here we go. Chicken musket.
Chicken musket. I swear he and my wife go, chicken musket. I'm like, I can see you. I can't hear, but I can see. 2020, the mocking that's going on, it's not nice.
Are you ready for the next word?
If it's a word!
All right, here we go. Ready? Chamastrutman.
Tuna fish sandwich. Do you believe me now? I can't hear. I said that when I came in the building. Is there a box that says can't hear? Check that box and get me the hell out of here. I don't know. I gotta do something. I've been watching commercials for the hearing devices, you know?
Sonic Ear.
When I was younger, I wouldn't even pay attention to a commercial like that. Now I'm like,
hey. Might help my bingo game.
They show all the stuff you can do with Sonic Ear.
You can hunt better with Sonic Ear.
Don't you need a weapon? I'm gonna hear me a caribou. And they suggest on the commercial that one of the great things about Sonic Ear is that you can eavesdrop on other people's conversations. As if that would ever be a good idea. And the example they show is a woman on the beach. She's wearing this. She has her bathing suit on. And she passes two other ladies sitting on beach towels whispering to each other. She looks great. I wish I could have a body like that. Yeah, that's what they said. They didn't invent whispering for compliments. What a wonderful person. Wouldn't want her to hear me. Yeah, get the Sonic Ear and find out all the wonderful things people are whispering about you. If you never want to sleep again. I don't know. This world is changing too fast for me. There's pirates in the world again. Pirates? I thought pirates went extinct like 400 years ago. They're all over the place. I was watching the news and they said a spokesperson for the pirates was going to speak. At a podium with microphones. What is the guy going to come out in a suit and say, how you doing, folks? I don't have time for questions and answers. I do have a prepared statement. This comes directly from the pirates. They can't speak for themselves? You gotta watch out for those pirates. They're up to no good. Remember, not too long ago, they captured one of our ships and held one of our ship captains hostage. They held him on a lifeboat. It was just our ship captain and three pirates. And then, all of a sudden, there were no pirates. And I underscore all of a sudden. I can't imagine what that was like for that captain. So anyway, whoa. If that happened to me, I don't think I would be able to talk about anything else ever for the rest of my life. How could anything else ever bubble into your consciousness after that experience? Even 20 years from now, you want to play some ping pong? No, but that reminds me. Once I was bobbing in a lifeboat when all of a sudden, everyone's head exploded. Except for mine. What else are you gonna chit-chat about? But they got him back, you know? That was good news. I love good news when it happens. They just celebrated the one-year anniversary of Captain Sullenberger landing the plane safely in the Hudson River, saving everybody. That was cool, man. He's a hero. Yeah, beautiful story. He's a hero, but he's not allowed to think that he's a hero. That's one of the rules about heroes. They have to ask you if you think you're a hero, and you have to say no. And everything's okay. You think you're a hero? No. You have to look up and to the left for some reason. No. I don't think I'm a hero. Good. Then that makes him a hero! You get disqualified if you think you are for some reason. I think it would be okay if he admitted it. It's kind of obvious.
Captain Sullenberger, do you think you're a hero?
Yes. Did you see the footage of that plane coming in? Do you have any idea how hard that was? Keeping the wings level and the nose up, survivable speed. Hero. A heroic hero, hero. I'm gonna get a cape.
I remember watching the news that night when he landed the plane in the water, and they showed the footage of the plane in the water with all the people standing on the wings. They go back into the newsroom, and one of the news anchors said, "Can you imagine a better ending to this story?" Landing in Charlotte? With luggage and dry socks. Squish, squish. Squish, squish, squish. Squish, 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 squish. Squish, 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 squish. Squish, 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 squish. Squish, squish. When you really weigh the outcomes, when you... I'm afraid to turn my TV set on. Turning TV on recently, there was a little boy in a weather balloon going across the sky. He was never in there, thankfully. He was okay the whole time. But they did, the family did interviews, and they were kind of pressuring the little boy to lie about it, you know. Nobody should lie, especially a little kid. And he didn't know how to do it. Every time he tried to lie on camera, he threw up. I'm not making that up. Oh, no, I was just hiding in the rafters. And I'm going to
clean them up a little bit? Okay.
That's not good. Because if you are the type of person who wants to incorporate lying later in life, you're going to need to get a handle on that. Where were you last night, honey? Oh, just out with the boys. We were shooting pool till about 4.
Well, sir, I think that is a legitimate tax deduction.
Leave that little boy alone, man. He's a beautiful kid. Let him be a kid. My wife and I, we have two wonderful kids. And another kid. The majority of your kids are good, man.
No, we have two kids. I'm joking. They're both wonderful. I love being a parent. You get to say sentences when you're a parent that people without kids would never get to say. There's an actual sentence that came out of my mouth the other day. Buddy, don't try to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. Actual sentence I had to put together and... and another member of our species. My son was sitting at the table with his arms up. Actually, he was trying to push a plastic cup of fruit juice along the edge of the table, pushing it with his chest. How can you not admire that kind of effort? People without kids would never get to say anything like that. Charlie, try not to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. You know, it does seem rather precarious. You
You know, when I set that on the table, it seems more solid underneath. That's what I was thinking. Thanks for pointing it out.
You're welcome. Continue with your proposal.
You gotta have kids. You have to have kids, too, to witness certain kinds of behavior that's a little off the tracks. My son at the dinner table put the end of a strand of spaghetti in his mouth, and the rest was just hanging in his plate. So I was watching. You know. What does he have in mind? He's concentrating on something. I thought he wanted to try to slurp the spaghetti into his mouth. He had another activity in mind. Spaghetti sauce flipping, flapping all over. Who knows where? Who cares? I'm just watching, amazed. And you know what? I think I made a mistake as a parent because I stopped him, man. I was like, hey, man, knock that off. Can't you see the paint on the walls is more important than the joy in your heart? Knock that smile off your face. Act like an adult. You start to wonder things when you have kids. Like, when does all by myself go from something that makes you happy as a kid to something that makes you sad as an adult? My daughter's like, I did that all by myself. Cut to all by myself. Something happens between those 2 points. It's a dramatic shift. I like to wrestle with them. That's about as close as you can get physically with your kids, man, and emotionally in some ways. Just wrestle. I was wrestling with him on the living room rug, had my face down on the carpet. My little boy was wrestling on my back. My little girl was wrestling on my legs. And then all of a sudden, she was gone. So I was like, hey, where's she? Well, she was in midair. Above my head. Jump on my head like that. Another sentence I couldn't believe I had to organize and aim at another human. Can't jump on my head like that. I didn't know that would hurt, Daddy. Well, it does. It truly does. It truly hurts. I'm sorry. I didn't want to make her feel bad. I know you didn't know, sweetie. You just can't do that again. So she went and got a pillow and laid it on my head. So I'm thinking, maybe in her mind, that's like a bandage. It'll make it. She jumped again. Ooh, yeah! I jumped on the pillow so I wouldn't jump on your head, Daddy. I had to thank her. Beautiful though, man. I wouldn't trade it. I love being a parent, you know. I was taking my little boy to his basketball practice. I stopped at the McDonald's drive-thru to get some coffee. And I ordered the coffee. I'm driving around to the window. My son from the back seat goes, I hope we get a toy. I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't even think about that. They don't give toys for coffee. We always get a toy when we come here, Daddy. My heart's twisted. Angry at McDonald's for treating kids like little white mice with pellets. Toy, 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 toy. I pull up to the window. This is true. He's in the back seat. They didn't see him. They gave me my coffee.
Can I have a toy? Do you have toys for boys? Can I have a toy for boys?
So, who knows? I don't know about you, but my memory is starting to fall away in some ways. I'm not making this up. Every once in a while, the microwave will ding, and I'll have no idea what's in there. What kind of short-term memory problem is that? Ding! Ah, macaroni and cheese! I like checking the mystery box. How come I can only remember parts of things? How come when someone's coming toward you and you're trying to remember their name, why does the back of your brain turn into a game of Wheel of Fortune? There's a J and a C.
CJ.
You know, a lot of people's last names are based on the occupations of their ancestors. That's true. Just in my neighborhood, right across the street lived the Cooks. Right next door to us lived the Taylors. Catacorner from us lived the Elephant Dung Shovelers. So, a little bit about me. I played football in high school and in college. That's true. You know, the most dangerous part of high school football has nothing to do with getting hit. It's forming your plastic mouth guard. The thing doesn't fit your teeth yet. You have to take it out of the wrapper and dip it into scalding hot boiling water till it gets nice and gooey, and then take it out and bite on it so it forms to your teeth. The whole time it's bubbling, you're going, oh, no. Why didn't I run cross country? No! I didn't want to feel that pain. I just took a hammer and smashed all the teeth out of my face. I figured that would hurt less than biting this lava magma candle wax from the center of the sun. There's a lot of controversy about steroids, you know, in sports. I never understand when a player says he never knowingly took steroids. I mean, how naive. Ah, why did you stick that needle in my butt? Ah, why did I do that occasionally throughout my career? Ah, how come you don't answer my persistent queries? You can't be expected to know what's going on back there. I'm not judging, though. Man, it's performance enhancement drugs. You can understand the temptation. And I'll be honest with you, I took steroids, you know, to help with the writing. Didn't do a lot of research on the drug. I wrote a joke on steroids. I haven't tried it yet. I'll try it. Why did the chicken cross the road? I don't know, but if you don't laugh, I'm going to crush your head like a walnut. I read that professional wrestlers take steroids, which is weird for me because a lot of people don't know this. My dad was a professional wrestler when we were growing up. And the good thing about that is he never really hit me. But you know, he was really mad when he went and bounced off the far wall. You did not want him to get his belt. Oh, but wait, my dad was not a professional wrestler. Okay. If I don't say that, people come up after shows, where'd your dad wrestle at? Hey, where'd your dad wrestle at? You don't need the word at. Where did he wrestle at? I don't understand that question, the way you're phrasing it. I don't know. So I grew up in Miami, Florida. My little boy and girl got me a Miami Dolphins t-shirt for my birthday. I love to wear it because they got it for me. I was checking out of a hotel in Dallas. I had my Dolphins t-shirt on. I didn't really think it through. And I overheard this guy say to his buddy, looks like we got ourselves a Dolphins fan. I'm like, great. Am I going to get in a fight because I'm wearing a t-shirt with a picture of a dolphin on it? Is this really the planet I'm living on? So this guy goes, Dolphins fan, huh? And I go, yeah, my kids got it for me. I bring them into it for some reason. Yeah, they love me and they need me because I provide for them. I don't know, maybe that'll stop his plans. How come when you're wearing a t-shirt that says something on it, everybody thinks you're the public relations spokesperson for whatever this says? This guy goes, are you guys going to continue that wildcat offense? I know this looks really official. Being 100% cotton and all. But believe it or not, there are people even higher in the Dolphins organization who make those kinds of decisions. Like when they're working in the offense, they don't go, you know anybody with a t-shirt? You have a number? Now here's something I always wondered. You know when there's a big championship game, they always make two sets of t-shirts because they don't know who's going to win? And I always wonder, well, what happens to that wrong set? And I read in Sports Illustrated, this is true, they send those to developing countries. That's true. Guatemala, Nicaragua, they receive those. World champions, wrong team. I thought, that's beautiful, man. They don't go to waste. But then I thought, I don't know, should we be involved in this massive disinformation campaign? We go over to visit, tell us more about President McCain. I like a lot of sports, man. I like watching horse racing. And I was watching a horse race one time on TV. This is true. All the horses came out of the gate and took off. You know, hey, here we go. Sounded something like that. You know how horses sound. All right. It's not the point of the joke. I hope you're not expecting a good horse impression.
Hey, all right.
That don't sound nothing like a horse.
Well, here, clippity-clop.
Anyway, all the horses left, making whatever noises they usually make. Fill in your own blanks there. All right. Hang on a second. So they're running. Don't forget about them as they come into play later. One horse fell coming out of the gate. He was like, hey. Sounded sort of like the other horses. He threw the jockey over the top. The jockey was like,
Man, I'm bad at these. Whatever. All right, so those horses are running. This joke's not going to make it on a CD. You can tell. I said, do something drastic. So those horses, remember the earlier ones? They're running, sounding just like horses. One fell through the jockey. All right, up to speed. The horse that fell and the jockey, neither of them got hurt, which was good. The horse that fell got up and was like,
well, what the hell? Just started running.
Nothing else on his to-do list.
Might as well run around this thing.
He started passing the horses with the jockeys. The jockeys were like,
what the?
The horse with no jockey ended up winning the race. That's true. And I bet he was making a point, like,
see, you don't need to whip us.
We get the idea. You want us to run rapidly.
Swift of hoof.
I bet the other horses were in on it.
Let them go.
Hey, I like a good horse race. I just don't understand this part of it, you know? I'd like to show up like at a 3-mile charity run. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Oh, who are you?
Hi, I'm going to be flogging you. When they say, go, I'm going to hit you with this thing. Get you going.
And then you'll leave me alone. No, I'm going to be with you the whole way. And I'm going to keep hitting you as hard as humanly possible. So you'll know to run.
I know to run. Yeah, but a reminder couldn't hurt.
Thank you. That joke came in with a lot of duct tape on it. What is this? I think it's a joke. I don't know. There's a lot of repair work done on it. I don't know. It's hard. I'm trying to get smarter in this world. I'm always like looking for historical markers out on the road, and sometimes airports have exhibits where you can learn things. I was in an airport recently, and I saw an exhibit for what I assumed was for the Shoshone Native American tribe. So I walked up there and I was like, I want to learn about Native Americans. And the guy said, here at the shoeshine stand? A joke I don't have a place for. You'll understand why when you hear it. Did you know if you were to second guess your decision to book time to visit a Native American community, that would be a reservation. We're gonna put that joke. So I was watching an old black and white Western, and they showed cowboys and Indians shooting each other off horses. And I was struck by how the cowboys and Indians were depicted when they were shot and killed. The cowboys would go, Kah! And the Indians, for some reason, go, Kah! And I know we live differently, but can't we die the same? That's how they die in their culture.
So, in the movie, they showed Native Americans communicating with smoke signals, which is fascinating to me. And I couldn't help but wonder if this sentence
was ever communicated through smoke signals.
Little Feather is feeling uncharacteristically melancholy.
Probably not. If you're using smoke, you want to get to the point.
We hunt bear. Big bear. Very big. Actually, huge is a better description. Now that I think about it, gargantuan better captures the enormity and magnitude of this bear. Gotta go, running out of logs.
I don't know. I'm trying to learn things. I'm trying to learn how to play chess. That game's twisty. That game doesn't end right. There's no closure. You're just looking at the board and your opponent goes, checkmate. I thought you said you were supposed to take my king. Yeah, but about the way you do in the next move, I take the king in the following move. So it's a checkmate. He's in the car heading home. No other game lets you do that. You never see a quarterback walking up to the line. Touchdown! The way your safety is playing, we'll do a slant pass underneath the coverage. Too much of a cushion. 6 points. Touchdown.
All right. Run the play.
You get warned in chess, too, before you ever get checkmated. Just looking down, concentrating. Check. I'm sorry? Did you say something?
You're in check. You're in trouble.
Why, of all people, is he telling me this? I don't understand the tip-off. You don't see that in football either. You don't see the linebackers inching up to the quarterback.
We're blitzing.
He's doing a safety blitz. I'm going to try to sneak in right through here. Block him. That's not a very assertive quarterback. All right. Anyway, so my friend's trying to teach me how to play chess. He'd move a piece and put his finger on the top of it and stare at it. I'm like, what's going on? He goes, it's not an official move until I take my finger off that piece. You can keep your finger on the piece while you're thinking, and the move's not over while your finger's on the piece. Oh, okay. You can just tell me you're thinking and I'll trust you. No. Oh, the finger has to actually be touching the top of the piece. I bet your desk is very organized. Yeah, it is actually. I don't want to do that. Then he move another piece and put his finger on the top of that. Stare at that for another 8 minutes. Okay, that's good. Wow. Wouldn't that be great if you could do that in life? If you're going to do something and you're not quite sure it's the right move, just protect yourself. Walk into a bank. I want everybody's money! Okay, I'm not going to do this. Okay. Walk around with a finger on your head. And they just recently caught a bank robber. This is the absolute truth. Is they called him the beer belly bandit. He robbed 39 banks and he always covered his face. So the only description they had was that he had a beer belly. So they called him the beer belly bandit. I wonder if they got any false leads. I wonder how many calls they had to take down at the police department. Yeah, I'm down at McGillicuddy's. Yeah, I'm not 100% certain,
but I think the beer belly bandit may have just walked in. Yeah, he's walking over to the bar. He just sat down next to... Oh, that guy might be the beer belly bandit. The bartender's walking... The bartender might be the beer belly bandit. You might want to... I might be the beer belly bandit. You know, I don't believe in capital punishment, except for one exception. I would approve it for anyone involved in the design process of a liquid soap dispenser that shoots straight instead of down.
Feel free to kill those people. I don't know. Okay. So anyway, life's good.
No, I'm curious. What was that?
Vampire!
I'm sorry?
Vampire!
Vampire. You hear that? I feel like I'm back in the hearing test. Was it vampire? Did you say vampire? Manslaughter. Wow. Did I just prove my earlier routine that I don't hear well? Manslaughter. Okay. I hear what you're talking about. What if I went into 3 minutes of vampire jokes? What's the deal with the cape and the thing? I'm just trying to wing it for the guy. He's doing this. Anyway, there you go. Vampire humor. I heard the coolest expression the other day. Somebody said Godspeed to me. That has to be the coolest expression ever. Somebody wished that upon me. Godspeed to you. Thank you. I'm just going to the 7-Eleven. Godspeed. Can you imagine going that fast? Sitting on a flight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've just reached a cruising altitude of 35,000 feet, and we've just hit Godspeed.
You look out the window, there's someone in a robe. Language, you know? I like how you can put one word in front of another and just completely alter the meaning. Model prisoner. Talk about putting some spin on something.
Did you hear about our nephew?
Well, apparently his penitentiary has bestowed upon him the honor of model prisoner. A lot of things that just intrigue me. I was in a restaurant with my wife, and I overheard the woman at the table next to us ask the waiter this question, and it's how she asked the question that was interesting to me. Excuse me, sir, is there any way I could get a glass of water? Is there any way? How many possible answers can there be to that question?
Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. There is no way.
Yeah.
I toss and turn many a night, trying to think up some way, somehow, I could get glasses of water for customers. But I keep coming up empty. Legend has it there was a waiter here years ago who had figured out a way to do just that. But he's long gone, and with him the secret. It had something to do with a glass rack and a faucet, but no one's been able to put all the pieces together. So I must say no, there is no way. How I wish there was a way!
You wonder why they can't do something that seems simple. I like a cup of black coffee after a meal. I'm amazed at how impossible this is for me to communicate. I don't think I could say it any more clearly. Would you like anything else, sir? Yeah, I'd like a cup of black coffee, please.
How'd you like that coffee?
How would I like the black coffee? Can you put it in a cup? Yeah, don't just splash it on my face.
Would you like cream and sugar with that?
Is it black cream? If not, I'll take it blackety black black. Filled with blackness, devoid of all light. Think of the blackest thing you can imagine and double that blackness and take a black magic marker and fill in the gaps and put that into a black rocket ship and shoot that into the depths of black space and close your eyes and use that as a reference. I can't find the words. I heard that they're thinking of changing the shape of the food pyramid to make it easier. Easier than a triangle? What, are they going to make a dot? I got to eat what's in the dot. It's candy in the dot? Does anyone even use, like, the food pyramid? You ever seen this?
And what will you be having tonight, sir?
Oh, honey, where's my pyramid? Oh, okay. I'm gonna have some grains.
Yes, 6 to 11 servings. Yep, 6 to 11. Just keep them a-coming.
And, do you have legumes? Got stuck in some traffic on the highway coming here, and it ended up being somebody's overheated car out in the middle of the highway, just sitting there. I don't understand that. I don't understand a car that's in that bad a shape. You couldn't get that to the shoulder? What kind of car breaks down that quickly? Break down that here right now! Break down the middle of the road! Wow. If your car breaks down in the middle of the road, the penalty for that should be a cop should walk up. Hey, how you doing tonight? Can I see your driver's license, please? All right, very good. All right, good luck to you. Just takes it and you've demonstrated you don't know how to function on our planet. Or at least every city, I do this in my act, but I really believe every city should have a magnet chopper, a big helicopter with a cable that dangles and a magnet on the bottom. And all it should do is pick up hunky rust box jalopies right off of the highway and toss them off over in the grass somewhere. Good luck with your problems over there. The rights of the thousands of motorists behind you must supersede whatever additional damage we're doing. Spin it into a field with the people in it. Oh! You're pedestrians now. Get used to the terminology. I see things when I drive that intrigue me. I drove by a car dealership, and every car on the lot had a balloon on it. Every car. And I wondered, well, what led to that decision? That didn't just happen. There was a moment in time where that was decided upon, and I just wish I was there. They probably sent some new salesman into the GM's office. The guys asked me to come in and talk to you. We're not hitting our quotas, and we're not getting any drive-ons. I wonder if you might have some ideas. Oh, yeah? Let me show you why I'm in charge. We're gonna move these bad boys. Who am I to make fun of that? It must work. They wouldn't do it if it didn't work. I guess people drive by, well, that's it for my day. I am headed home. Whoa! Are those balloons? I don't know what they're tied to, but I'm buying one. This isn't part of my act, but I saw a truck for a roofing company, and what the guy named his own roofing company so disappointed me I couldn't sleep that night. The name of his roofing company was Fiedler Roofing Company. I was like, ah, oh, jeepers. How could he not think of Fiedler on the roof? How could you not think of that? My name is Fiedler. I'm gonna be on the roof. Fiedler Roofing Company. Fiedler Roofing Company. Weird world, man. We had a bird fly in our house the other day. Right through the front door. I never had that happen ever. Just open up the door, bird flew in. You're not welcome. What's the first thing you do when a bird flies in your house? I know now it's not swirl beach towels overhead. I'm not sure what I thought that was going to accomplish. We found ourselves trying to reason with the bird. The window's open in the kitchen! The window's open in the kitchen! I'm sorry, what did you say? Oh, the kitchen. I didn't understand that because I'm a bird. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Doolittle. I'm not good with communication. I just received my first text message the other day. I'm not part of that world. I didn't know what it was. I'd heard of them, but I never got one. My cell phone made a noise that it never made before. It was like, bing! I'm like, oh, wow, what? It said, you have a text message. Whoa. I don't even know what to do. I was like, come in, text message. Text message, come in. Do you read me? My wife had to show me how to read a text message. My first one ever. I was all excited. I opened it up. It said, yo, yo, we clubbing tonight? Grandma? My first text message of my whole life was a wrong number. That's true.
and I wanted to be polite and let that person know that it was a wrong number. So my wife had to show me how to write one back. So I wrote back, to whom it may concern. I am not Mr. Yo-Yo. I am sending you this notification as a courtesy to alert you to the fact that you have not reached the individual with whom you wish to communicate. Good luck in all of your future endeavors and Godspeed.
Hey, you guys are fantastic, man. Thank you for making me feel so welcome here tonight. Thank you.